Go make yourself a drink and I'll be down in two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Whatever, we don't give a fuck. The deal is done. Now the cake been baked. They need to come on with the drama, whatever they gonna do.
What's cracking, pimps? What is going on? And welcome to episode 32 of the Mac Daddy Seminar. As always, I am your host, Taylor Dunn, and it's the end of the fucking world! Woo! Hell yeah, man. How's everybody doing? Jesus Christ, if you had told me it was going to be like this a week ago, I would have been like, no, it's not. Okay? Don't believe you. Not at all. But here we are, you know? Everything's running out at the grocery stores. I went to the grocery store yesterday just to get a couple of things because, you know, we've been watching the news and we're seeing all these reports of people going out and buying all the toilet paper. So I wanted to go see, like, just how it really was. You know, because toilet paper is one thing. Thankfully, we bought a stockpile of toilet paper right before. We didn't buy a stockpile, but, you know, we're just a family of three. So we really don't need that much toilet paper to begin with. So I think we have like 12 rolls. I'm not telling you my address because I'm afraid people are going to come over here and, you know, run my shit over like Fallout 4 trying to get my shit tickets. But, you know, my wife bought some toilet paper before all the craziness started, you know, because, yeah, they were saying, you know, this virus was making its way into the United States. And it was freaking a lot of people out, but I just didn't think it would escalate to this because, you know, I'm very skeptical. Every time, ever since they started talking about this, I've just been like, this shit's going to blow over. Nobody's going to care. And it's scaring a lot of folks because, man, when I went to that grocery store, that was when it kind of got real for me because I was like, what the fuck? Like, everything was gone. The bread is gone. The cereal's almost gone. There are no eggs. Hardly any milk. Of course, there's zero toilet paper. I mean, it's ridiculous. And everybody's got this real worried look on their face. I went to three different grocery stores yesterday. I took a bottle of hand sanitizer from an undisclosed location. I didn't, like, steal it, like, not off of a shelf or anything, but I knew where some hand sanitizer was, and I went and got it just because there is nowhere else to get any hand sanitizer. And it's really, I'm not, like, you know, bathing myself in hand sanitizer. I'm just using it for when I, you know, come in from the house. And I'm not really in contact with that many people throughout the day, but I just had it just because I don't know how long this shortage is going to be. I have one bottle of hand sanitizer, and I have like 12 rolls of toilet paper. And you know what? It's just fine and dandy. It's ridiculous, man. I can't believe people are standing outside of Costco for like 9 hours just to go get some toilet paper. And they're buying it in bulk, like huge amounts of toilet paper. It's fucking retarded. I shouldn't say that word. It's ridiculous. I apologize. Are people even getting offended about anything anymore? Are people getting canceled because nobody can even leave their house? They're not. Technically, yeah, you can leave your house, but from what everybody's been saying, like, we're going to be like Italy here pretty soon, and they're going to put us all on lockdown. I don't know. I don't know how much I believe that. I'm not even worried about the virus. The only thing that's, like, concerning is when there's, like, a supply shortage. That's when people start looting, you know? And, I mean, I live in a pretty safe location, But at the same time, you know, that's something to think about. The second I see a news report talking about people are looting, I'm going to get a gun. That's just all there is to it. Like, I refuse. Like, I know what the laws here in California are, but I can protect my house at the very least. So, shit's just ridiculous, man. Like, I don't even know what to say. I mean, we have barely left the house this weekend. We had all these plans. I had tickets to go see Pauly Shore up at the Comedy Store in La Jolla, and I can't go now because that's one of the main things I wanted to get to. They've completely closed all of the comedy clubs. The Comedy Store in La Jolla, the Comedy Store in L.A., the Laugh Factory in L.A., the Hollywood Improv, the American Comedy Company, I think, is still open. But everybody in the fucking city is going to be in there trying to do a set. It's ridiculous, man. Like, every comedy club is closing down just because they don't want people in there spreading this damn virus around. You know, I can't tell you exactly what it is, but I need to work some material. And if I can't go to a comedy club to do it, I don't know how I'm going to do it, man. I really don't. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I guarantee you, like, I was listening to another podcast, and they were like, just wait. Tuesday is a voting day. And watch how these people are like, hey, make sure you get out here and vote. Stay in your house all weekend. Don't go outside. But make sure you get out to the polls and vote on Tuesday. And I guarantee you it's going to happen. They're going to be like, oh, you know, it's not that bad. You can go vote. It's whatever, man. Speaking of shit that's ironic, how about that fucking Call of Duty Warzone, man? I've been playing that shit. That shit is off the hook, dude. They put a nail in the coffin on Fortnite with that one. Like, I hadn't played Fortnite in probably 6 months, but I deleted that shit off my hard drive whenever that Call of Duty Battle Royale dropped, boy. Damn. That's how it's about to be out here in these streets. I told everybody, like, hey, if they start looting, we're squadding up. We're getting together and we're running these streets, going to get toilet paper, going to get hand sanitizer, peanut butter, non-perishable food items, water, and that's how it's going to be. The boogaloo is upon us, gentlemen. The boogaloo. I don't know. I really don't. I'll put my family in a safe location, and then I'll run the streets scavenging for supplies with my boys. Laws are no longer in effect. It's going to be lit. Man, I just don't know. I mean, I can't. Like, I kind of stayed in anyways over the past couple of weeks because, for one, we've been trying to save money, and two, I kind of hit a plateau with my material. Like, I have a good set amount of material, but I need to write more stuff. But if I'm constantly going out, I don't want to continue to do the same material at all these same clubs because, you know, a lot of the same people come to these shows, and I don't want them to be like, oh, I've heard this joke before, you know? So I've kind of been taking a little bit of time off just from going to the mics and performing a little bit just trying to like focus on writing. And to be honest with you, it ain't really been helping. You know, I've had like peaks where I'll write for an hour and I'm like, oh, this is good. And then it'll be like 2 days where I just can't think of anything. Of course, everybody's going to have, you know, 20 minutes of virus material after this shit, and I don't want to write a bunch of jokes about the coronavirus, because that's what everybody's going to be doing. I try to stray away from what everybody else is doing, you know? I mean, imagine it's, you're sitting there listening to an open mic or a comedy show, and every act that gets on stage literally talks about the exact same thing. Like, oh, you know, Kobe Bryant and, you know, the bird flu and, you know, coronavirus. And then the next person is, you know, coronavirus in China, Wuhan, and, you know, Kobe Bryant. And it's like, come on, man. Let me hear about what that time you fell off a bicycle when you're in college or something different. You know, that's what I try to do. Because one thing I can't stand is when I have a joke and the person in front of me talks about something similar, especially if the punchline of the joke is almost exactly the same, because I usually go with like a set list of what exactly I want to say. And I've been straying away from that, where I've been kind of just going and just winging it. Like, I'll just have an idea, and it's easier for me to prepare for those, because I'm just like, well, if this bombs, it just bombs. I mean, I'm just firing from the hip here. But, you know, as things are getting a little bit more serious, you know, I have to be a little bit more rehearsed, a little bit more dialed in, and I can't just go up there and wing it. So essentially what I'm saying is, you know, I'm having a little bit of writer's block, but it's cool, you know. These things come and go. It's all about just keeping yourself healthy. Is at least that's what works for me. Like, making sure I get some exercise, making sure I have a little bit of downtime, a little bit of me time, try not to get too stressed out, eating a little bit better, drinking a lot of water, and that tends to, you know, of course, having good sleep, and that tends to make me a little bit more creative. If I just stick to a schedule and I don't have to think or worry about things like, oh, shit, I forgot to, you know, lay out my clothes for tomorrow. Or, you know, if I have all that stuff prepared, whenever I just sit down, it's like, okay, I'm going to write. It makes it to where it's a little bit more valuable for me. But, you know, yeah, man, I'm super bummed I didn't get to go see Pauly Shore last night at the La Jolla Comedy Store. The tickets, the people over at the La Jolla Comedy Store, big shout out to them, because originally the main room and the belly room in the L.A. Comedy Store shut down. So a lot of big comics had to shut down their, you know, not be able to do their show. I know Joe Rogan, Chris D'Elia, a couple of people weren't able to go on. And, you know, they put it out on Twitter and stuff like that. Well, when all that talk was going, I kept checking the La Jolla Comedy Store lineup, and they were like, hey, we're still going to be open. You know, we're only a 200-seat club, so we can, you know, it'll be okay. And then it was like the very next couple of hours, they were like, hey, we were closing down to the end of March. So big shout out to them, though. They did give me a refund. Full refund for my tickets, and Pauly Shore's coming back at the end of May, and we'll just go and see him then. So, I mean, what else can you do, you know? I mean, it could have been worse. Aren't the people at Coachella keeping the fucking money that people paid to go to Coachella? They're like, oh, we're going to reschedule it. You know? It's like, come on, man. Just, I mean, I'm sure it's a lot harder to refund, you know, however many people go to Coachella's tickets than it is to refund 200 people's tickets to, you know, Pauly Shore or whatever. But still, you got to think about that type of thing. Like, what if for whatever reason we have to shut down? Apparently, the Olympics are still going to happen. I just saw that a couple of minutes ago. They're like, you know what? Fuck it. By then, you know, this shit will probably be over with, so we're not going to change anything. I mean, I have so much stuff lined up over the next, like, In like 3 weeks, shit's about to be on and popping. On and popping, boy. If you're a fan of mine and you've been following me over the past couple of years, you need to be paying attention over the next couple of weeks because, son, I'm about to be geeked up around here. Ain't nobody gonna know what to do. It's crazy. I'm telling you. I got some shows coming up. As of right now, you know, I got April 4th at the Comedy Palace. Saturday, get your tickets right now. They're really cheap. They're only $10. If you use the promo code LAUGH, you'll get $5 off. So, I mean, it's $5, you know, and you're going to come see me do about 10-minute set. So, and that's if it doesn't get canceled. As of right now, the doors are closed to the Comedy Palace, but we don't know quite yet how far out the doors will be closed. So, other than that, we got, I can't tell you about that, but I got tickets to go watch Andrew Schultz film his special in LA on the 11th of April, which, you know, I don't even know if that shit's going to happen now because of this damn virus. He hasn't put out any cancellations or anything, but I'm thinking he's just believing that it's going to blow over, and if not, he'll just set the event back a couple of weeks, I suppose. I mean, I don't know. That's the only thing I could think to do, but I think that's like a 3,000-seat theater. So, maybe, I'm not sure. Sorry about that. I don't know if... I always do that, like, if I have to stop the podcast for whatever reason, I'm always, like, thinking, like, is there going to be, like, some dramatic pause between part one and part two, or even part three if I have to stop it again? So, I don't know. You know, but whatever. Yeah, my daughter came in here and was asking about goldfish, so I thought it was a damn looter trying to get my sweet, sweet toilet paper. But yeah, man, and after the Andrew Schultz thing, you know, the end of April, I mean, I've just got a lot of stuff going on, man. I got a lot of announcements coming up, and I can't really say anything about them because I don't know for sure if they're going to happen, and I can't wait to be able to share this with you guys, those of you who have been following me for, you know, a period of time, and, you know, I always appreciate all the support, man. I got a lot of you that listen to this and reach out and, you know, give words of encouragement, and it really does help, you know, so, but whatever, Yeah, that Call of Duty slaps, dude. I'll try and at least get in like one game a day. Like I've gotten pretty close to winning. I think the highest I've placed so far is like 7th. But I mean, good Lord, like you get into like the top 10 and motherfuckers start going crazy inside that little bitty circle. Like, I hide a lot. You know, you can call me a hoe if you want to, but, I mean, if we were really in a war zone type of situation, I'm going to get all the weapons I need, and I'm going to chill. Because there's too many snipers out here that just take your head off your shoulders from a, you know, from a field or something. Like, you just got to be careful out here. Because... Like, I'll get in a room where, you know, you can't get in there or I can't be seen through the windows or something right on the door, and I'll throw it like a C4 on the door, and you come through that shit, it's over for you, bucko, you know? But that shit happened yesterday where I was in a room and I started shooting out the window at this dude that got real close and ended up... I hit him a couple times. It was enough to break his plate that was on his chest. But then, you know, he opened the door and the C4 fell, and then he ran in the room right as I was getting shot by him, and I was able to blow up the C4 right as he was coming in the room. So I got that last kill, and I ended up finishing seventh, man. So I was hype as fuck. What I really like is the gulag. I like how it lets you have a chance to redeem yourself if you are killed. I really like that shit. Because, you know, in Fortnite, like, when you're dead, you're dead. Like, you could be, you could finish 98th and just be dead. And, oh, shit, now I got to start another mission over. But that shit slaps. Because I be, I'm all right at the gulag now. Like, they usually put me in there with some kid that don't, you know, he ain't ready for my quickness. And I just, and sprint all the way across the room. And before they even know what's going on, is rah, 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 rah. Release from the gulag. You know? But, yeah, so it's a lot of fun. And it's free for everybody. I do kind of feel cheated by the people over at Call of Duty because, I mean, I bought that game and now just anybody can play Warzone. And I think that's bullshit. I feel like, you know, you should have to own the game so we can kind of siphon out some of these losers who didn't buy it. Because, I mean, these 12-year-old kids ain't got no money. I don't want them playing the game with me anyways. Unless we're in the gulag together, because they don't know what they're doing, and I run across the room and rah, 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 I throw that flashbang, and it's over with. And people could throw rocks. I'll be outside the gulag beating the shit out of everybody up there. But whatever, man. People don't even know what the fuck. Like, if you don't play video games, you don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about right now. But it's all good. I watched Uncut Gems the other night, or last night, actually. And, I mean, it was just okay. Like, it got a lot of hype, and of course, you know, it had Adam Sandler in it, and, it, you know, it was him in a dramatic movie, which doesn't happen very often, but he's done them before. And, I mean, I don't know. I feel like they tried too fucking hard. Like, I get the whole point of the movie was supposed to be stressful and, you know, it was supposed to kind of give you the feeling that he had. It was, like, very, very stressful. But it was almost too stressful to watch. It was just too much shit going on, you know? Like, one of the worst cases of it I've ever seen in a movie. Like, when they recorded the audio, they just made everybody start talking all at the same time. You couldn't pick up on what one person was saying. Like when they're having a conversation, like, hold on, I gotta be able to explain this in a way so that if you haven't seen the movie, you understand what I'm kind of talking about. Hold on, crowd talking. Watch, and an ad's gonna pop up, and an ad is gonna pop up, and yeah. 10 hours of people talking. Let's see. Do people fall asleep to this shit? So, this is literally how 99% of the dialogue in Uncut Gems is. Yeah, you know, so, yeah, we're just gonna go over here, and then I want to place a bet, and you know, yeah, that was the entire movie, and I didn't know what the fuck was going on half the time. Like, it would take me like 20 seconds after the scene with a little bit of context clues to go like, oh, okay, now I get it. You know? And he was all mad because he didn't get an Oscar nomination for it. And is like, well, I can kind of understand why. Like, no diss to Adam Sandler, but come on, man. What do you think this is? I ain't seen Parasite yet. I got to watch that. Though I don't know. How ironic is it that a movie called Parasite wins Best Picture, and then just a couple of weeks later, a virus comes out of China. Jesus. I got to watch that shit. I got to know what that's about now. But, yeah, man. It's just crazy out here in these streets. I mean, if you like Adam Sandler, definitely watch it, especially if you're a fan of, like, basketball and stuff like that. Kevin Garnett is in it and a lot of other basketball players. The Weeknd is in it. And, I mean, I'm not going to give away the story, but, I mean, it was okay. But they definitely could have done a little bit, just tweaked things here and there. Excuse me. Things here and there, and it would have made the whole movie 10 times better. You know? Yeah, man, I think that just about wraps this episode up. I don't really have anything else to say. We haven't done shit in like 4 days because we've been locked down here in our house. But, you know, if you have any thoughts or anything you want shared on the next episode of the podcast, I may do one, you know, before next week. I may, just depending on if we don't have to go into work, I may get bored and do one during the middle of the week. A couple of you have been asking about, am I going to start doing the video podcast again? The answer is yes. However, I don't know when that time is going to be. I just didn't feel confident, you know, putting up a video with what materials and what recording equipment I had. It always seemed like every time I recorded, there was like a fucking Blue Angel show going on overhead. And I'm just trying to make it to where, you know, even if you decide to watch the podcast, it's still quality material. And, you know, it's not to where you can't hardly listen to it. So with that being said, get your tickets for April 4th. Once again, I don't know for sure if it's going to be happening by then, depending on how things with this virus goes. But you can get your tickets at comedypalace.com. Use promo code LAUGH to get $5 off. That show is April 4th at 5 p.m. Comedy Palace, San Diego. And I'll be posting more dates as I get them. Really, just everything is depending on this virus. So once again, y'all, just nobody needs to panic. Wash your hands, get some fresh air, you know, go out and run if you can or something. You know, don't just sit all sedentary inside your house, you know, wiping your ass 500,000 times with all your extra toilet paper. And, you know, use this time. If you're not working right now, you know, my heart goes out to you. I know this shit's difficult, but just hang in there. Spend some time with your family. And, yeah. I really appreciate everybody listening, and I will see you guys next week.